Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
Autumn can be just as busy a season in our yards as spring. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences. It is Patrick Murphy. Glad to have you here, Murph.
Nice to talk with you, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, we're talking about fall garden tasks that will help our property be in great shape for the future. So we have stuff to do out there.
There is a lot to do, and help, I think, is the key word, because there's just a ton of work. And whether you have a small urban or cosmopolitan garden, or you're keeping a lawn and a woodlot under control, I have hoped to lay out an order of operations for everyone to help reduce duplicitous labor. And to get it all done, right?
Mm-hmm. So we can go watch football.
That's right. You've got to live a little bit. It's good tent camping weather right around the corner, too, all that fun stuff. But if you get started with this list of 8 items, I think I can save you a great deal of work.
All right. What's the first one?
We're going to bring in all the tropical plants. So if you have any tropical plants outside that you have hung on to over the years and gotten your money's worth out of, now is the time to bring them in. Don't wait another day, because you can get caught with your hands in the cookie jar and it's too late.
You know, it's really tempting if you've got an extended summer and you think, yeah, I can get another week out of this. Don't give in to that kind of thinking.
Yeah, and a lot of times the end of the season's hot and dry and the door slams closed on your fingers, and before you know it, it's 30, 40 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
For your tropicals, and for the next item on our list, our summer bulbs, you're out of the box at that point, all right? So you want to get those tropicals brought in, and you want to dig up your summer bulbs, things like gladiolas, canna, caladium, elephant ears. Get those dug up, get them dry cleaned, which means knock as much soil off of them as you can, and let them dry out nicely, and then wrap them up, say, a half dozen up to 20 at a time in a brown paper bag like you get from the grocery store. And then hide them away out of the sunlight in a place where they will not be warm and they will not freeze solid. And the garage.
So maybe the garage or a basement, yeah.
That's right, the good place for that. Basements sometimes are not, because heating and cooling is really efficient nowadays, and it can get really dry down there and warm, and you don't want that. Dry and cool is good. Dry and warm, not so much.
All right, then.
And we're going to protect our roses now. So we should be finished with the reduction pruning of our roses to take them down to 36 inches in height. September 1st is usually the target for that. But again, we've had such wonderful weather here in the Midwest. If you haven't done it, today's the day.
Okay.
Got to get it done right away. Stop fertilizing. And
You don't want anything growing this time of year.
No, that's right. That's true for a lot of things, but particularly on the roses. And then after you've cleaned those roses down to the 36 inches in height, you can cover their union where they leave the ground with 6 to 8 inches of some kind of mulch or compost.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, it's fall garden tasks. And so, okay, we'll take care of the roses, get those guys ticked off our list.
Right, and while you're out there with the roses, you're probably keeping company with your perennials. It's time to divide those if you choose to, or if they need to be divided. And this is all work that's going on, standing in your landscaping outside. The dividing perennials part of the marching order. We can save seeds. If you're a seed saver, now's the time to gather those up and save those also.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to winter those over the same way we did our spring bulbs. And then after we're done dividing your perennials, we're going to prune the dead wood out of our shrubs, trees, anything that we can see that is dead wood. We don't want to do pruning. We just want to remove dead wood. There's a difference.
Now, what's the difference?
The difference is pruning is something that stimulates growth, and it cultivates and manicures the plant, because stimulates growth, you know, we're going to get something back.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to prune during the dormant season, we want to take pictures at this time. But to go back to your question, removing dead wood is just removing dead wood, and it requires the same tools as pruning. But you're removing the dead wood. That's just a cleanup task.
Mm-hmm.
That's how plucking nose hairs is different from shaving.
Okay. it always comes back to the nose hairs with you.
That's how I work. I'm sorry. And then, like I said, you're going to have some work to do this winter if you're a really snobby gardener, and I hope you are.
Ooh.
Because you're going to take pictures of your woody plants, your evergreens in some cases. You want to have pictures of those just for a good record.
Yes.
But your woody plants, your trees in particular, you want to take pictures of those now so that when the leaves are gone, you can assess your judgment about the dormant pruning. How much and where. And also the project management details. You might end up having a pile of wood to burn. That's all easier to do later on. So after we've done all these things, we can now plant. We can plant grass seed. We can plant spring bulbs. So tulips, things like that, we can plant those. And we can add other trees and woody plants to our landscape. Broadleaf evergreens, needled evergreens. Fall's a great time for planting. Plant that. Your fall flowers, too. Whatever it is you're going to sizzle up things with, mums, kales, chard, pansies, whatever's out there mm-hmm. available at the local garden center is what you're going to choose based on it looking great the day you're at the garden center.
Yes.
That's the advice I would like to give everybody. And then after you've done all your planting, water everything. And I mean give it a good watering. Don't be confused or dissuaded by a rainfall. It has to rain a lot to substitute a watering that's done with the purpose of watering in seed or a new tree or plantings. It has to rain hard all day to substitute a watering.
So basically getting your nice aluminum watering can that you got from Smith & Hawken filled up and then going over and sprinkling over some new planting, that's not going to cut it.
Well, at your penthouse it will, Laura, because that at the penthouse,
yes,
that's all you have.
That's at my penthouse, that's all I have.
That's all you have. But if you have a big yard and shrubbery and everything, you're going to be
at
watering.
At my winter palace, I definitely need that at my winter palace.
You have someone to shave the winter ice. You got to have
right.
that. But you're going to have all this grass seed in your lawn. You're going to overseed because it's a great time to do that. And also, if you base it only on the fact that our Midwestern growing season is ending up hot and sunny, and a little bit of rain, not a lot,
mm-hmm.
water all this new stuff in real well. Put it to bed nice and cozy. Watering also helps collapse the soil particles, so you have less pore space for air and things like that. You need air, but you don't want too much.
Do I mulch before or after I do a big watering?
I would do the mulching and then water. Watering is the last thing.
Okay.
Aside from your general yard cleanup and everything, I think you get the water out last, you have less chance of a disaster. You might create a puddle from your watering,
mm-hmm.
but if you've already done the cleanup in the yard and in the landscape, you won't have to walk through that puddle, so it won't matter. The ground will just absorb that water. My brothers and I, working together over the years, we had disagreements about dry cleanup and wet cleanup time.
Mm-hmm.
And wet cleanup is when all the tools are put away and everything like that is done. But you want the main thing to keep in mind is all this new planting, and you've disturbed the ground by taking out old stuff, but you still have plants that remain. You want to water them. You want to water them. Put everything to bed nice and settled in.
It's like you're tucking in your plants.
It is.
For a long winter's nap.
It's very much like that.
Okay.
And then if you still have some wind in your sail and some time left in your day, put your hoses away, shut your irrigation system down, and get your lawn and garden tools shored up for the winter, because you're going to be fighting ice and snow pretty soon.
Yes, you are. I mean, just because it's warm now doesn't mean the winter's not going to... Winter is coming.
It's all in a day.
It's all in a day. Hey, next week on GLT's Grow, Autumn Fruits, What to Plant and How to Preserve. My mouth is watering already thinking about autumn fruits. If you've got a gardening question for Murph, just go to our website and submit it there. It's wglt.org/grow.